Bodybuilding warning. You are lifting too heavy, simply cutting off your circulation. The idea of sets and reps might have come from bodybuilders showing off on some TV show. They were not really working out. They were just parading themselves. They were lifting their maximums a few times and then needed rest because they cut off their circulation for too long. The idea that this is an actual workout spread because when nobody knows how to do it right, the liars step in and then brainlessly lie,
"It's like on the TV show,"
just to look smart. Sets and reps are a completely incomplete idea, as they do not include the duration of your rest, which would have to get shorter as you progress. It is a broken idea, because there is nothing in it to guard you against lifting too heavy and for not long enough, cutting you off. And it is an idea that only produces results once. Just like every other bad workout, you get one single result because you move from couch to something that includes something heavier than a bag of chips. But you can't continue growing your muscles because lifting too heavy prevents you from lifting for long enough. And then all that sitting and resting for entire minutes between sets. Are you joking? That can't work. Ever. Please stop it. Stop it all right now. Sets and reps are a myth. They are a mistake, a lie, an incomplete idea, and they can only hold you back. By copying what everyone else is doing, you are making things worse, making all the others think that it's a valid idea, and worse yet, participate in the nonsense of showing young people how to do it wrong. This is exactly how bad ideas spread. Stop it. Stop deceiving others and stop deceiving yourself. A workout does not include sitting, and if you go get water for a longer duration than you are actually lifting your weights for, then you're at the gym not to work out but to hydrate. Please, do it right. Just do it for a month, or better yet, 3 months. Find a free interval timer app and begin with 5-pound dumbbells. You only need standing dumbbell exercises. They constitute a full body workout. You don't need anything else. Now, how long can you lift 5 pounds for to slow music in a 110 BPM range? Put that in your timer as your workout duration. How long do you need to rest to do it again? Several times over. That is your rest duration that you must always aim to shorten and eliminate completely. Start with 10 or 15 rounds and perform dumbbell lateral raise, standing dumbbell curls, and overhead shoulder press, one after another, letting each muscle group rest. Try slower songs if it's too much at first. Fresh and crisp songs are not optional. They are a critical part of your workout, as they put you in an important dance trance that will make time pass faster. Your initial aim is to eliminate all the rest periods with the lightest of dumbbells and extend your workout to a full non-stop hour. Your dumbbells should not be so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you are forced to stop. It is the same thing that joggers do. They first train for non-stop jogging, as they initially run out of breath and may not actually have the muscle for it. Once you can reliably lift 5-pound dumbbells non-stop for an hour, Speed up your music to 140 beats per minute to burn fat, or go up by only 2.5 pounds for even more muscle. If you move faster, you burn fat. If you lift a tiny bit heavier, you grow muscle. If you can't find 7.5-pound dumbbells, use 2.5-pound wrist weights. You will see results every week and big changes every month, precisely because you switched from weight-based lifting, which doesn't even make sense, to time-based lifting, where you are lifting for long enough for your body to hear you and lift weights heavy enough to challenge your entire body. Please help others. Do not compete with them. Tell them how it is done correctly. Bodybuilding is a life extension technique. It repairs our bodies and makes us younger.